PGC, that's the theme from SWAT, number 29 of the year 1976, as we count down the top 100, 8 minutes before 5 o'clock. Hello there! This is Big Ron, keeping you company here on a Saturday afternoon. Let's see what's going on here today. I can't talk at all, folks. It's the hangover from the party last night. I have no idea what's going on today. I just read what's in front of me. A McLean man and his 12-year-old son are flying across the country today. They're trying to set the world speed record for light aircraft. Malvern Gross and his son Randy took off from San Francisco before dawn in a Cessna, and they expect to arrive at Dulles International Airport between 7:30 and 9 p.m. tonight. Prince George's County fire officials battled an apartment fire this morning in the Chapel Oaks area. Three persons were injured as they jumped from the third floor to escape the blaze. Yesterday, Virginia motorists had to wait for the light to turn green before making a right turn at corners where no signs are permitted to turn on red. However, today and henceforth, all Virginia drivers can turn right on red at any corner where no sign prohibits the turn. So remember that right turn on red has come to Virginia at last. Let's big hand for right turn on red. Yes. It was so cold out last night that the D.C. Police Department didn't arrest too many drunks. Only 12 people were arrested for drunk driving. Of course, that's probably because Jim Collins didn't go out. In sports, in the third quarter, it's closer than it used to be. At one time, Houston was leading Maryland 21-0 in the Cotton Bowl. In the third quarter now, it's Houston 27, Maryland 14. So there still may be hope left for the Terrapins. We'll be right back with the weather.